when I missed my 88-year-old mother's birthday. I shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have gone to look at that used car on the lot where deodorizers curl through the air like a snake unfurling to strike. I should have stayed at home, safe from the myriad of smells the world loves so much. I should have remembered, don't they scent the air somehow? But no, I strode out on the warm 70-degree day with the light breeze because it was perfect and I'd been inside for 7 days. Because the day called me like a siren on an island, and I gave in. Because traveling is full of promise, and what could promise more than an American car all shined up with the smiling sales guy and his gleaming teeth. I should have thought harder, should have guessed the consequences of being taken in by lures of sweet talk and good gas mileage with a sunroof. But hey, I loved it. I loved spring being so wishful, the day in my pocket, burning a hole in there like money I didn't have, like time I'd lost, like days I'd lose once again by ignoring my triggers more than I should have. So, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry I was silly to think it would have worked out, that yesterday I would have wrapped your gifts instead of unwrapping an anti-emetic. Instead of popping off the cap to the ibuprofen. I always was a fool, head in the clouds, the roads dropping beneath me as I rolled over them in the country with the windows down to the barns of Bucks County and Harborton, where racehorses lingered, swishing their tails in the pasture, grazing the sunlight on lush grass.